This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, April 1st. God's word to you today is, die daily. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians 6, verse 14, and it says, as for me, may I never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that cross, my interest in this world has been crucified, and the world's interest in me has also died. Two things from yesterday's devotional that we must not forget are, 1. When the life of Christ is received, then it forms in us, and then it performs through us. 2. The distinguishing mark of the Christian life is not perfection. The distinguishing mark is an ongoing fight against anything that dims the life of Christ in us. You can bank on the fact that between now and the time you see Jesus, you are going to disappoint yourself. What do you do when that happens? Are you going to be a pig that stays in the mud? Or are you going to be a sheep that will not rest until it gets rid of the mud? What is it going to be? This ongoing fight happens and is sustained not with willpower or with physical weapons, but with the power of Christ in us. I can confidently say, like Paul said, as for me, may I never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that cross, my interest in this world has been crucified, and the world's interest in me has also died. Paul is pointing out to us in this scripture that we have an interest in the world, and the world has an interest in us. But both the interest in the world and the world's interest in us can be crucified. What was Paul referring to when he talks about an interest in the world? He was talking about legitimate things and not necessarily sinful pleasures. Things like a roof over your head, food on your table, clothes on your back, and money to take care of your family. It could even be your child or your spouse. Your interest in the world is anything you have in this world that you cannot take to heaven when you die. The car you broke people's marriages to buy. Are you going to drive it to the gates of heaven? That is not going to happen. Paul is saying, even though he has interest in the world, he has crucified them. In other words, he is dead to such interests. You and I have to die to our interests in the world, and that can be really challenging. If you place anything in your life before the cross, things you cannot take with you to heaven, you are setting yourself up for destruction. Let us pray. Father, may I never boast in anything except the cross of my Lord Jesus Christ. May my interest in the world be crucified daily. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.